Okay, the time is now 6:32. We've returned from the closed meeting. We'll reconvene the open meeting and take appropriate action on matters discussed in the closed meeting and paragraph A, Planning and Zoning Commission and Building Standards Commission. City Secretary. Are you going to go ahead and read those and then we'll do the motion? Is that how we want to do it?
I'll need a motion.
Okay, we'll do that. Council, do we have a motion from the closed meeting on the Planning and Zoning Commission, Building Standards Commission?
I'm sorry, Mayor. I'll go ahead and read the name.
Okay, go ahead.
For the Planning and Zoning and Building Standards Commission, we have Nuala Taylor as a regular member, serving the unexpired term for Jan Anderson, October 2020 to January 2022. Stephen Watford, regular member, 3-year term, January 2021 to January 2024. We have Joshua McCann, reappointed as regular member for a 3-year term, January 2021 to January 2024. We have Rodney Shine as a regular member, reappointed for a 3-year term, which is January 2021 to January 2024. As alternate number one, we have Christopher Albus, serving a 3-year term of January 2021 to January 2024. Michael Stegmeyer, alternate number two, serving a 3-year term of January 2021 to January 2024. We have Barry Heidbrink as alternate number three, serving a 3-year term, which is January 2021 to January 2024. And Natalie R. Austin as alternate number four, a 3-year term from January 2021 to January 2024.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a motion from the council? Council Member Fontaine.
Yes, Mayor, this is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I move that we accept the names as indicated by our secretary for our Planning and Zoning and Building Standard Commission.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a second? Okay, Council Member McCann.
I'd like to second that, Mayor.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, hearing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four, how do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, how do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And on B, with Board of Adjustment from City Secretary.
Okay, for the appointment of the following applicants for the Board of Adjustments, I have David A. McClure. He's a regular member serving a 2-year term from January 2021 to January 2023. Pasquale Cantorino, regular member, 2-year term from January 2021 to January 2023. William R. Mack II, being appointed as alternate number two, serving a 2-year term from January 2021 to January 2023. We have Thomas F. Lawrenson as alternate number three, serving a 2-year term, January 2021 to January 2023. And alternate number four will be vacant.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a motion for the council? Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I make a motion that we accept the Board of Adjustment ZBA members as read by the City Secretary.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Ryder.
Yes, Mayor, I'll make a second to that motion.
Okay, thank you. Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one, how do you vote?
It's Jennifer McCann, place one, I vote yes.
Thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four, how do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four, votes yes. Okay,
thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, how do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And passes, both of those pass unanimously, 5-0. Okay, on to number 11, new business continued. Number 5, discuss and consider appointments to the following boards, slant commissions, slant committees, and take the appropriate action. A, Parks and Recreation slant tree advisory boards.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. If you refer to your packet, you will see that we have 3 members that have requested for reappointment. That is Heidi Heckel, Jackson Palmer, Natalie R. Austin. We do have a current member who has been term limited, so that leaves an open vacancy there. If the council chooses to reappoint the current 2 alternates, we can move them up and fill one of the member slots and just fill alternate number 2. We have new applicants that we can look at, which is Yami Hardison, Carrie Woods, and Thomas Lorenzen. So I'll just need from the council some direction on how you want to do that. If you want to reappoint the current members and move up the alternates, and who you'd like to select as a new applicant to fill the vacancy.
Okay, Councilmember McCann.
Do you want it in the form of a motion or a suggestion?
No, let's go ahead, because we still have to, I mean, your recommendation from the city, though, you're looking at alternate, or the new applicants to move up to alternate 2, is that correct? Is that the recommendation from the city?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So okay, Councilmember McCann, if you'll make a motion, please.
I'd like to make a motion to move it up in the order that the city suggests, filling the moving the alternate number 1 up to a member and just filling the alternate number 2 spot with Hardison.
Okay, got it. Everybody's clear on that? Okay, Councilmember Fontaine.
Yes, Mayor, this is Councilwoman Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine. I would like to second.
Okay. Let me get my notes here really quick. Okay, we have a motion and second. Any other discussion on that? Everybody's clear on that, basically moving Hardison up to be able to let that alternate number 2, correct? Okay, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place 1, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, place 1, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place 4, how do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place 4, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place 5, how do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place 5. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And that motion passes unanimously 5-0. Okay, the next item B is the library board. Yeah, go ahead.
So for the library board, we have a member vacancy and a vacancy for alternate 1 and 2. We only have 1 applicant that is interested, and staff is recommending that the 1 applicant be moved to fill the vacant member position, which is Carrie Woods.
Do you have a do you got a graphic on that? Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay, so you're the city's recommendation then that we'll just have the 1, okay, so we'll leave the alternate positions open, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, Councilmember McCann.
I'd like to make a motion, Mayor, to move Carrie Woods into the alternate position.
Okay, thank you.
Into the member for the library board.
Okay. We're all learning here. This is a new way we're doing this. Okay, and Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other comments, discussion on that? Seeing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay. Jennifer McCann, place one. How do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. How do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Thank you. John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five. How do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And that passes unanimously for the library board. Okay. On paragraph C, Public Safety Commission.
For the Public Safety Commission, we have John Footman as a regular member. He is term limited. So the next available person that would be able to move up to that position is alternate number one, who is Jackson Palmer. We do have Shane Hodniak as a regular member. He did email staff yesterday stating that he is still interested in reappointment. He just did not apply. Staff can work with him to get that in if you do grant that.
Okay, so we're looking just to move Jackson Palmer up to take Mr. Footman, who will be going off. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, it's a regular member. And so are we going to have any?
Alternate one and two is vacant.
Okay. All right. Everybody clear on that?
We have three applicants.
Okay.
We have Jeremy Hoffman, Yami Hardison, and Carrie Woods who are interested.
Okay. Can you give us a, yeah. If we've used, if you used Hardison already, are we going to be able to have them be an alternate on Public Safety Commission? All
which one did Hardison?
Hardison, did we just use Hardison?
For
alternate
which one?
To the Public Safety Commission.
Public Safety Commission. You, but we used him where else though? We used him on another board.
Yeah, I thought we just used him.
Parks and Rec. Yeah, Mr. Hoffman is the only one that's not to any other one, so that's an easy one, I think, for you to move up there. It's just whether you want to fill that second one, and you can, you could, Mayor, if you'd like to reappoint one onto there that's serving on another board.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to bring it up, just the common names. I don't think there's going to be a conflict. I don't think we have anything in our guidance that precludes that, just to be able to do that. Okay, so that's where we're looking for that recommendation. Any other? Anything else from the city secretary on that?
No.
Okay. All right. Good. Let's see. Councilmember Fontaine.
Yes, Mayor. This is Councilmember Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I would like to move that we accept the Public Safety Commission as prescribed in this document in front of us.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I second that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, any other discussion on the Public Safety Commission? All right, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one.
It's Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three.
Well, this is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four.
Councilman Ryder, place four. Votes yes.
Thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five.
Jody Nicholas, place five. I vote yes.
Good, thank you. All right, and that passes unanimously on the Public Safety Commission. Paragraph D, Animal Advisory Committee.
For the Animal Advisory Committee, all members and alternates have applied for reappointment except for Barbara Kane. We do have one new applicant that could move up, and that is, again, Carrie Woods, if the council chooses to appoint her.
Okay. And do we have a visual for that? Okay, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, I don't see any problem putting her as an alternate, Mayor.
Yeah, okay. Anybody else? On that. Okay, let's have a motion, please. Okay, Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I'd like to make a motion that we approve the Animal Advisory Committee as depicted here by the City Secretary, moving Carrie Woods up to the alternate position.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a second? Mr. Ryder?
Yes, Mayor, I'll second that motion.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Again, I'll poll the council. Any other discussion on that? Okay, Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay. Jennifer McCann, place one.
Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three.
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Thank you. John Ryder, place four.
John Ryder, place four. Votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five.
Jody Nicholas, place five. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And that passes unanimously as well. Paragraph E, Harker Heights Economic Development Corporation.
So for the EDC, also known as the Harker Heights Economic Development Corporation, we have Michael Blomquist as president and Jim Wright for place six. Both are interested in being reappointed, leaving place four vacant. And we have one applicant, which is John Ryder.
Can we have a closed meeting so we can go talk about him?
I have Mr. Ryder, our new applicant, here down. If anybody wants to ask him any questions, you get to know him.
My first question is, does he know anything about economic development?
Okay. Any questions on the proposal there? Okay, it's Councilmember McCann. Do I have a motion?
I'd like to make a motion, Mayor, to accept it as is, making Mr. John Ryder for place four of the EDC board.
Okay, and Councilmember Fontaine.
Yes, Mayor, this is Councilmember Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine. I would like to second.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments on that item?
Mayor, I'll just add that it makes a natural fit for John to join the EDC because he obviously will be going off the council. As he leaves the council, he can stay on this board, so that would not nullify him on this board. He will stay on this board because we can have citizen members on here along with council members.
Yeah, okay, excellent. Okay, good. I'll poll the council here. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one.
Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay. Thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three.
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
John Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Okay.
Well, that was scary.
You to vote for
Jody
Nicholas. No, I think I had to step out there.
Jody Nicholas, place five.
Jody Nicholas, place five. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And that passes unanimously 5-0. Okay, we're on to new business. Let's see what my scorecard's looking like here. Okay, we're new business number six. Discuss and consider approving a request from James Butler for a special events permit for an event at 110 East Beeline Lane that will host in excess of 10 people on Wednesday, October 28th and Saturday, October 31st. 2020, take the appropriate action. Parks and Recreation Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is Jeff O'Shea, Parks and Recreation Director. I don't remember what I was supposed to say that was funny the past few weeks, so just pretend that I said that here. But something about properly socially distanced fun or something. So Mr. James Butler has put in a request. This is after the proclamation from the governor about gatherings over 10 people. He has put in a request to host an event on city-owned property, which is located at 110 East Beeline Lane, or the area between Goode Connell Park and Beeline Lane that is city-owned. and there's actually going to be a correction here. It's Wednesday, October 28th, supposed to be through Saturday, October 31st, and in talking with him today, he actually did want to add a date as well. So it's actually Wednesday, October 28th through November 1st, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for a group of approximately 20 people. Important to note, Mr. Butler has hosted this event at this site not recently, I think maybe 4 or 5 years ago. But this is an event that has taken place on that site before. So with that being said, I'll be able to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, Councilmember McCann.
I'd like to make a motion to approve.
Let's hold on for a second. You got any questions for the Parks and Rec Director? Anybody have any questions for him? Councilmember McCann, do you have a motion?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'd like to make a motion to approve the request for a special events permit at 110 East Beeline Lane for an event in excess of 10 people on Wednesday, October 28th through, you said, Jeff, it was November 1st now?
Through Sunday, November 1st.
Through Sunday, November 1st, 2020.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a second? Mr. Ryder.
Yes, Mayor, I'll second that motion. Councilman Ryder, please.
Okay, thank you. Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? And Councilmember Fontaine, do you have a question? Comment? Okay, all right. Okay. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one, how do you vote?
It's Jennifer McCann, place one, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four, how do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, how do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five, I vote yes.
Okay, and item number six is passed unanimously. Item number seven, discuss and consider approving a request from Urza Hunter for a facility rental at the Carl Levin Park Pavilion for an event in excess of 10 people on Friday, October 30th, 2020, and take the appropriate action. Parks and Recreation Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. It's Jeff Shea, Parks and Recreation Director. In accordance with that same directive, Mr. Hunter is seeking approval for a request to rent the Carl Levin Park Pavilion on Friday, October 30th from 8 a.m. to noon for a group of approximately, it's actually 40 to 45 people now that they've gotten their RSVPs in for their event. They don't have anybody over the age of 65 attending, and this is a military event, so everyone will be required to wear masks. They'll have hand sanitizers. They will do temp checks, and there will be distance between individuals. So I can answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions for the Parks and Rec Director? Okay, seeing and hearing none, do I have a motion? Councilmember McCann.
Make a motion to approve the request for an outdoor facility rental at the Carl Levin Park Pavilion for an event in excess of 10 people on Friday, October 30th, 2020.
Okay, thank you. Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
It's Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, I second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one, how do you vote?
Jennifer McCann, place one, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, I vote yes.
Thank you. John Ryder, place four, how do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, how do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And a motion passes unanimously. Item number eight, discuss and consider approving a request from Tijah Montgomery for a facility rental at the Community Park Pavilion for an event in excess of 10 people on Sunday, January 17, 2021, and take the appropriate action. Parks and Recreation Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. It's Jeff Shea, Parks and Recreation Director. Ms. Montgomery is way ahead of the game on this one, but as you know, wedding planning has to be that sometimes. So in my conversation with her today, they do project 100 attendees, as she said in her application. There will be individuals over the age of 65 attending. There are some family members. And I did talk with her about the possibility that we are in the same space that we are now in terms of your event needing to require, you know, social distancing, potentially mask wearing, things like that. And they are accommodating for that. They plan on putting the seats 6 feet apart and doing everything that they would need to do now. If things change between now and then, I told her that we would make sure to communicate those changes with her.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Do we have a motion? Councilmember Fontaine.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. This is Councilmember Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine. I move that we approve Tijah Montgomery for the facility rental at the Community Park Pavilion for an event in excess of 10 people on Sunday, January 17, 2021.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Nicholas.
I second that, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. One thing I'm really glad to see that Harker Heights is becoming a regional park provider.
Yeah, amen.
So, okay, I'll go ahead and poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay. Jennifer McCann, place one. How do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three.
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five. How do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously 5-0. On to item number nine, discuss and consider approving a request from Caitlin Nix for a facility rental at the Purser Family Park Pavilion for an event in excess of 10 people on Saturday, October 31st, 2020, and take the appropriate action. Parks and Recreation Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is Jeff Ashay, Parks and Recreation Director. And you'll notice if you looked at Mrs. Nix's outdoor facility rental, she actually wanted to rent Lions Club Park in Killeen. And I imagine enjoyed the conversation with me so much that she decided to rent in Harker Heights instead. So all of the details on her application are still the same, even though she is renting not Lions Park, but is renting the Purser Park Pavilion A. She expects 15 attendees. It is very unlikely that they will have anyone over the age of 65 attending, and each activity will be spaced out, treats will be prepackaged, and they are encouraging the wearing of masks. I can answer any questions that you have.
Okay, any questions for the Parks and Rec Director? Hearing none, do I have a motion? Councilmember McCann.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to make an motion to approve the request for an outdoor facility rental at the Purser Family Park Pavilion for an event in excess of 10 people on Saturday, October 31st, 2020.
Okay, thank you, Councilmember Nicholas.
I second that, Mayor.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, I'll poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay. Jennifer McCann, place one. How do you vote?
Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. How do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay. John Ryder, place four.
Councilman Ryder, place four. Okay. Votes yes.
Thank you very much. Jody Nicholas, place five.
Jody Nicholas, place five. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And a motion passes unanimously 5-0. Item number 10, discuss and consider approving a request from Rachel Smith for a facility rental at the Carl Levin Park Pavilion for an event in excess of 10 people on Sunday, November 1st, 2020, and take the appropriate action. Parks and Recreation Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. In my conversation with Rachel Smith earlier today, I did ask her those same questions. They will have two grandparents that are over the age of 65. They will be spacing out picnic tables for adults, and the kids will be playing soccer in the green space. But with 25 attendees at the Carl Levin Park Pavilion, which has a capacity of 200, it should be pretty easy for her to do so. So I can answer any questions that you may have about that event.
Okay. Any questions on this item from the council? Okay. Do you have a motion? Councilmember Fontaine.
Yes, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I would like to move that we approve Rachel Smith for a facility rental at the Carl Levin Park Pavilion for an event in excess of 10 people on Sunday, November 1st, 2020.
Okay. Thank you, Councilmember McCann. Whatever.
Hey. I'd like to second that, Mr.
Whatever
Mayor.
Is me. Because I'm getting stunned over here, so my apologies. I was just kidding. Okay, yeah. Sorry about that. Okay, we got a motion and second. Any further discussion? Okay, Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one. How do you vote?
Good job. Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay, Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. How do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine. Boop, boop. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four. Votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five. How do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously 5-0. Next item number 12, reports of advisory boards and commissions. I see none.
That's correct, Mayor.
Okay. Okay. Number 13, items from the council. Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. There's a couple things I'd like to highlight here that occurred since the last meeting. On Friday, October 23rd, I stood in for the mayor representing the city of Harker Heights at the Three Corps Uncasing of the Colors as they returned back from their overseas deployments. It was a very highly attended event by notable dignitaries from across the Central Texas area, and it was a great event there. On Saturday, October 24th, the second to last farmers market event was a chilly event, but it was well participated, and I encourage you coming out for this upcoming Saturday, which is the last event for the farmers market for this season, to come out and participate. And there will be, what I understand, a trick-or-treat event where they're encouraging the kids to wear their masks, and there'll be candies given out. And I think there might be, I don't know, is the fire department going to attend? Okay, so the fire truck will be there for all the kids, so come out and and enjoy the festivities there. And then finally, there was a special guest reader, so stay tuned for Friday for the library. So that's all I have, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Fontaine.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. This is Councilwoman Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine. I got an opportunity today to walk across the street and go to our precinct and talk to our two judges there and to thank them for the service. I know it hasn't been easy for them, but they're doing a really great job. A lot of people have come out and voted, and we just wanted to let them know that we appreciate them and that we thank them for their service.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Nicholas.
Thank you, Mayor. I attended the CTCOG Executive Committee meeting in, it was the 22nd when I was there. And it was kind of a lengthy meeting. We handled a lot of things. But the one thing that I took away that I want to hopefully help you understand what they were talking about, they have created a new group. It's called the ConnectedNation.org. And Jennifer Harris is the main person there, and she did quite a lengthy conversation with the CTCOG. And basically what they're doing is they're looking at the broadband that we have in this area, in the seven counties, which is what CTCOG is over. But what she was trying to do is try and understand why there are so many dark spots, why, you know, your phone works, everything's great, and then 2 hours later, it's not working, or you can't get on at all. And one thing she brought up that I'm sure Gary and a lot of people might know this already, but she was saying that in most households, you would have the capability of 3 to 5 devices that you could have on at one time and still get connectivity on those maybe 5. She says 5 is kind of a stretch, but she says what you don't think about, and this was an eye-opener for me too, is you don't think about it. It's not just your computer, it's not just your phone, it's the connectivity on all of them. Like, she asked a question, when was the last time you shut your phone off? I don't remember. I don't think I have. But if you've got a visitor in the house and that visitor has their phone on, and you got 3 or 4 people in the house and someone says, I can't get anything on my phone, well, you've kind of used up the space that was available. And she had a lot of statistics, but the 7 counties that the CTCOG is over is Milam, which is Milam County, which is the worst of the 7 counties. San Saba has 600 homes that cannot get connectivity. In Mills County, there was 200 homes. In Lampasas, there was 400 homes. These numbers are amazing. In Bell County, there was 800 homes. And Coryell County was 13. And Hamilton was 177. There's some areas that are really, really difficult for them to get broadband in. But Colleen, and they've ranked all of them in the state. And Colleen was the 71st worst city in the state of Texas. That's not very good, but anyway, she's just, they're doing a lot of work working with connectivity in rural areas, which obviously is kind of the worst areas to try and get connectivity on. But she, like I said, it was a very long dissertation that she gave us, but it was very informative. And truthfully, I have checked that when, you know, I have more than two, three people over and they all got phones on. My husband carries two phones. I mean, you get to the max very quickly. And I shut my phone off the other day and another person got theirs on. I'm like, hey, that works. So just something to think about. They're not going to fix it. It's not going to be some magic wand that they get it all working, but they are putting a big effort against it. So hopefully we'll have some good news soon. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Anything else from the council? Next item, staff reports. Receive and discuss the city manager's report.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I just want to say, you know, marathons you have to build up for, so y'all should be a little worried because we've been doing these meetings longer and longer and longer, it seems. So what we're setting you up for on that. So hopefully, Council, we can get those pared down for you a little bit over time. I just have a couple things, Mayor, on this. Our Parks and Recreation, we already talked about it, but the official state of Texas Arbor Day is Friday, November the 6th. Texas Arbor Day might look a little different this year, but luckily for us, we live in Texas where we do things a little differently anyway. Join us, the Texas A&M Forest Service, the Texas Forestry Association, ISA Texas, the Arbor Day Foundation, and the Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce on November 6th for the statewide virtual celebration. Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist earlier brought up the farmer's market. It will be actually be a fall festival with the candies out there, so I appreciate you bringing that up. That covers that item for me. And just also, Council, obviously next Tuesday is Election Day. No council meeting, so you'll get some time off as well. But it'll be a packed house here at City Hall. We've made some arrangements. The Baptist Church has been kind enough to let staff park there. So that's our plan for that day, is to park our staff there and come down from there so that our parking lot's available probably for lines to stand in, and Parks will be working on how that arrangement looks like. So very proud of our staff and all the work they've done. But again, it'll be a busy day. So for our citizens that need to be, we'll be here to help our citizens on that day with anything they need, but be patient with us. It'll be kind of crazy around here, I'm sure. That concludes my report. Be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Okay, any questions for city manager? Okay, next item, announcements. I just want to make a comment. It's Mayor Smith. I want to thank all of you for the Mayor Pro Tem filling in for me and for other things within the city. I appreciate all your thoughts and prayers while I was out of town for the last few days with my wife's health. It's really appreciated. So, time being 7:10, we're adjourned.
And happy birthday, Jen.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
This comes.